This is in the Shulchan Menachem at 319. He says, those who that are careful, they will tie themselves the lulav. Don't give it to somebody else to do for you. Tie it yourself. You know? Also, he's written down that there is the opinion. Rabbi brings down that there is an opinion of the Ramban, the Rashbo, maybe the Ritva, there is to tie it through others, but that's not brought down in the
Poskim. Left to the Hadassah and Arava
together. And Rabbi quotes from the Maharsha in Sukkah that tying it is as if you built a Mizbeach. So, and he brings down some of the Svarim that deal with this. And Rebbe says the Menach Chabad is to tie the lulav in the sukkah. Tie it in the sukkah. On Erev Yom Tov, you know, hopefully that you do it before Yom Tov. And they bring down that they would also do it when they changed it. They may have done it at nighttime, but talking about Erev Yom Tov, that's the standard when we change, when we tie the lulav. It says in the Yerushalmi that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who would always be learning, but yet he would interrupt. It says also for making the lulav. Making the lulav means tying it together, getting it together. So, because also making the lulav is a mitzvah, that's why he would interrupt, because he would not interrupt for anything else, only for the mitzvah. And that's why, according to the opinion of the Rishalmi, you'd actually make a bracha, lasus lulav, to make a lulav. And also, according to, even though in the Babli, in the Babylonian Talmud, it doesn't say about making a bracha for making the lulav, but possibly that it's actually also a mitzvah, the putting it together. And that's why we can understand why did Rav Shimon Bar Yochai interrupt his learning in order to tie the lulav, and that would not be like reasonable to say, well, according to the Babli, he did not interrupt for tying, and according to the Yerushalmi, he did. That's not it. So therefore, the Rebbe said, why don't we make a bracha? It is because the making of the lulav, binding of the lulav, isn't the end of the mitzvah, as the Alter Rebbe explains also with regards to building the sukkah. Why don't we make the bracha on building a sukkah? Because that's not the end of the mitzvah. The end of the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. But really, there is a mitzvah in binding it also.